John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This Saturday, Don Felder will be performing at the Hard Rock Casino in Atlantic City for one show at 8 o'clock. But tomorrow, his new album that we've waited a century for, American Rock and Roll, is available through iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and more. Don, good morning to you.
Hey, John. What's going on there, brother?
We're just sitting here doing our silly little radio show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I just performed at the Metropolitan Museum of Art last night. We have an exhibit there called Play It Loud, which is all the amazing guitars in the history of rock and roll, going back to Chuck Berry's very first guitar, Jimi Hendrix's guitar from Woodstock. My guitar is hanging in the Met. And so me and Steve Miller and Jimmy Page went yesterday and did an interview, and I wound up playing hotel for them and just had a great time.
When I saw this, the first thing that came to mind was, oh, the Met's having a hard time getting people in, have to resort to rock and roll.
No, you know, it's really funny because the main curator, the guy that acquires all the different exhibits, actually saw me play at the Beacon Theater here a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And when my guitar tech walked out on stage with my white double neck, the audience went, yeah! And he went, oh my gosh, there's a connection between the instrument and the audience and the instruments in the song. We should do an exhibit here at the Met about musical instruments and rock and roll. So the Met and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame got together and put together this phenomenal exhibit of all the greatest classic guitars in rock and roll history.
By any chance, is Rick Nielsen's six-neck guitar in there?
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about the new record for a moment, because I've been waiting for this one for at least 2 years.
Yes, well, let me tell you why that took so long. First of all, I'm very rarely home. For the last 5 years, I've been spending probably 9 months out of the year out on the road, doing shows, doing press, running around, just having fun playing music live.
Of course you have to be out on the road because, you know, after writing songs like Hotel California, you just don't know where the next money's going to come from.
Well, it's not about playing live for me. It's not about the money.
I know that. You have everyone and his mother on this damn CD. Slash is on it. Frampton's on it. Mick Fleetwood's on it. Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers. Steve Porcaro is on it. Alec Lifeson. Richie Sambora. Well, I should say, Oriente is on it. And in order to have her on it, you have to accept Richie Sambora nowadays. All right?
No, I actually asked Richie to be on the record. Uh-huh. I actually did a show for him. He was being awarded with a charity award for having donated an entire van full of medical treatment facilities.
Wow.
We played together. I think we played Pride and Joy and a couple of songs together on that show. So when it came time, I called him up and said, hey, would you mind playing on this cool shuffle that I got called Limelight, so being in the limelight? And he went, absolutely. So I went over there and we started recording, and about halfway through, Oriente came walking down the staircase. And I'm like, oh, that's right. You were together. Oh, I get it. So it wasn't something that was planned. She just happened to be there, much like the song Rock You. When I went up to Sammy Hagar's studio in Sausalito to have him sing this duet with me on this kind of big stadium rock anthem, just as we finished, Satriani comes walking down the hallway to get a guitar out of Sammy's storage. And I said, Joe, grab the guitar, come in here. We got to do some guitar parts. So just as we're finishing the guitar parts, Bob Weir comes walking down the hall because he's got a studio about two or three blocks away. And when there's nothing going on in his studio, he comes wandering into Sammy's place looking to find out if he can get a cup of coffee and chat and hang out, you know?
Obviously, you got Mick Fleetwood out of Hawaii. How did he end up on the record?
Well, you know, the Eagles toured with Fleetwood Mac for about a year and a half back in the 70s. Just as Hotel California came out and Rumors came out, we would flip-flop headlines. One city, they would headline and close the show. The next city, we'd headline and close the show. So we became friends with everybody in all the bands. So I called him up and said, hey, I got this track. Would you, like, overdub some drums on it? So I sent the files down to Hawaii. He went into a studio, overdubbed them, sent them back. And it was just perfect. And then about halfway through, Chad Smith comes in like a bull in a china shop and just both feet stomping and kicking, and all of a sudden the track just jumps up to, you know, more like the 80s, 90s Chili Pepper intensity, and that's exactly what I wanted to happen. As you go through the song, it kind of migrates from that late 60s Woodstock sound into, you know, the 80s, 90s, and that harder Chili Pepper sound. So it just worked out really well.
Well, the album is called American Rock and Roll, and it will be available tomorrow through iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and more. And, of course, Don will be this Saturday night at the Hard Rock Casino in Atlantic City. If you haven't seen Don's show, folks, just go. But trust me on this, just go. It is always good to talk to you, my man. I can't wait to see you.
All right, brother. Well, I'll get down to Philly as soon as I can. We'll do that show for you. I'd love that.
That would be great. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.